Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours playing you all kinds of good rock and maybe some blues and cool stuff you don't usually hear all the time. It's been pretty hot weather this summer, so I thought it was time for the beach and the surf and play some summer tunes. So I'm going to start off. It's time for Short Shorts. Yeah. Which I'm wearing mine right now. It's Short Shorts by the Royal Teens. Song made it to number 3 in the charts in the U.S. in 1958. Being formed in New Jersey in 1956, it toured with Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and others. And Ben's keyboard player, Bob Gaudio, was a founding member of the Four Seasons, who also wrote many of the hits and co-wrote Short Shorts. And by the way, a 14-year-old Al Cooper was in the Royal Teens, though he joined after this song. So here are the Royal Teens with Short Shorts.
Dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
They're short, short shorts.
We like short shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
feet. The waist 1 foot high. We're waxing down our surfboard. The sea's a little rough. Think I'll sit here on the beach.
Get the truck out of here. Let's all go.
right, that's getting into the summer mood. I guess we probably all are already. I'm in the studio now and there's a window air conditioner, which is nice, but I'm still feeling really hot. That was Short Shorts by the Royal Teens starting the set. After that, you heard Music to Watch Girls By from a group whose name you might not remember, the Bob Crew Generation. The instrumental originally was composed as a Diet Pepsi commercial jingle, and it was a top 20 hit, also having hits with a song where Al Hurt and Andy Williams with a vocal version. You must remember the song on The Boys Watch the Girls While the Girls Watch the Boys Who Watch the Girls Go By. And the Bob Crew Generation also recorded the co-written by Crew soundtrack for the movie Barbarella. Bob Crew was an interesting guy, a singer, songwriter, manager, producer, responsible for many hits. He and Bob Gaudio co-wrote many of the Four Seasons hit songs, and Crew also wrote, co-wrote, or produced hit songs for many different artists, with songs including Silhouettes and Lady Marmalade. He started a record label and discovered a band called Billy Lee and the Rivieras. He renamed them Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, who then had 11 top 100 hits. Crew arranged Devil with a Blue Dress On, Sock It to Me Baby, Jenny Take a Ride. Interesting guy who I had never heard of. Then had local band Special Guests with Surfing in New Hampshire. Was originally on the compilation Collage in around 2003 or 4 with a band under the pseudonym Al Peach and the Pits. Joe Donnelly from Swinging Stakes and the Del Fuegos was on drums, and Frank Withy on guitar. It's also one of the last songs Al Pachulis ever sang before the vocal disorder put the kibosh on that. Yeah, it's a fun song. I get a kick out of that because, you know, surfing in New Hampshire with Boston accent. And, you know, they'd mention Hampton Beach, like, not exactly a surfing place. But I can remember when I was younger, like, say, mid-60s, back when surfing was the rage and you had the movie Endless Summer and all this surfing stuff on TV. I remember hearing that people surfed on Rye Beach, which was the beach one up from Hampton. I don't know if that was true or not, but I did hear that. Then you heard the classic surfing song Pipeline, originally done by the Shantays in 1962. You heard it covered by the king of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, and Stevie Ray Vaughan from the 1987 soundtrack of Back to the Beach, a parody of the old Beach Party movies starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello as the kids in the original movies. They played the parents in this one. This version of the song was nominated for a Grammy. Dick Dale was the first guitarist to push the amp up to 10, as back then guitarists just went from 1 through 4. Can you imagine that? Then you have Spinal Tap pushing it up to 11, huh? The Shantays did a number of surf songs in the 60s. This was their only hit, reaching number 4. Many have covered the song. Now, let's see, some more summer coming. What do we have next? Oh, yes, another one of the big surf tunes from the early to mid-60s, the Surfaris with Wipeout. The song was originally released as the B-side of Surfer Joe in 1963, but Wipeout was the song that hit big. It spent 4 months on the charts, reached number 2, but was kept from the number 1 slot by Stevie Wonder's Fingertips. Wipeout returned to the charts in 1966, made it to number 16 on Billboard and number 9 on Cashbox charts. The Surfaris formed in California in 1962, and all four members wrote and recorded Wipeout, which was also an international hit. Band put out several records, broke up in 66, and have periodically reunited, which it seems like a lot of bands do these days, which is cool. So here is the Surfaris with Wipeout. Get your eardrums ready.
Bye. when she called me.
Slowly I turned, step by step, inch
the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
All right, you just heard more summer tunes, first with the Safaris with Wipeout. Who was playing air drums during that, huh? Then you heard local surf band Tsunami of Sound with If Pete Could Surf from the 2016 album Permanent Wave. Lots of great surf music on that disc. Tsunami of Sound's playing tonight at the Once Lounge in Somerville. Then you heard Kid Conk with Tablista Gran Ora, Big Wave Surfer, which I think he released a couple of years ago. I forget exactly when. His name is Rick Scatino, and he grew up in the greater Boston area, used to play in the local scene. He's based in Florida now, but I believe in the hot summer of Florida, he's traveling around the country. And as Kid Conk, he plays surf music. He, under his own name, he plays all different kinds of genres and writes a lot of songs and such. I think that was a beautiful guitar. And then, since the word has been part of surfer slang, I close the set with Scatterbrain with Don't Call Me Dude from their album Here Comes Trouble from 1990, the days when guys were constantly calling each other dude. Still a lot of that going around, but it was tons back then. It was absurd. So they still do it, but, you know, that's okay, I guess, huh? I like the little, you know, slowly I turn stuff in there, like from the Stooges sketch. Which is actually an old vaudeville sketch. In any case, what do I have next? Okay, I got some. Right now I have some bands who are playing in town this week. A couple of them local, a couple not. First, start with local, the Doug McDonald Band with Tidal Wave, The Missile from their new album, Soundcheck. Song was recorded live at Goodbye Blue Monday, New York. Band consists of McDonald on guitar and Patty Short on drums. I think this is their fifth album, but I am not sure. They're going to be playing Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. So here is the Doug McDonald Band.
Thank you.
Say your word. tell.